meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you all for joining the new Brahmi Generation Panel call. It is 10th of October 2017, and we have Odeya, Abhijit, Akanksha, Akshat, Balkrishna, Gangadhar, Harish, Jay, Pitinan, Sarmat, and we also had Ajay on the call. It seems to have dropped off. He'll probably join shortly.
So, Sarmat, I am here, and who
okay,
dropped off?
You are. I actually saw your name actually disappear. So I guess we're all here. So please go ahead. I see you back on.
Panel meeting and a very small brief agenda. We'll brief on LGR, Dev Nagri, which Akshat is going to do. And then we are to have a list of people who are leading the various scripts that we need to send and finalize that list. And third, we need to also prepare a list who are joining in an ICANN 60 so that we can create a group and we can plan some side meetings and activities and during ICANN 60. So over to you, Akshat.
Okay. Actually, I've been working since last 3 days. We're working on Neo Brahmi LGR, and I've been constantly going through the feed given by IP. And the thing is, the feedback from IP is quite comprehensive, and so some objections that came out of the feedback. Some were apparently very much tutorial, which I did right away, but some of the things which indicated regarding the references and everything, they prompted me to look at the way we are referencing all the various characters and change the entire referencing system the way we use it in our document. And have made it more accessible. References which are readily available to everyone have been added. And called for almost the entire document to be touched at some place, even the doc as well as the XML file. So I have been in process of doing that. So that was quite a sizable work, which is still kind of going right now. But I'm more or less nearing the completion of the document. So apart from that, I have done some changes to the variant section where we are going to consider. So in variants, we have mainly two kinds of variants, which are merely visual, confusingly similar variants, and the other ones are confusingly similar, but they are, so one of them is non-identifiable to the majority of the Devanagari user base. When I say there are only typical cases, they are mainly two typical cases, one is Santali case, other case only in Kashmiri and in Devanagari, nobody else can identify with them. And these are the cases which actually also sometimes, if you have paid close attention, sometimes on WhatsApp we receive some texts from some people, and if you have observed that sometimes A or I matra has some typical shape to it, this is very much because I'm getting a message from Pityan that I'm very faint, should I still increase the volume or this is okay?
This is fine. Thank you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great. Okay. So what? Sorry, I lost my streak. I was talking about. Okay. So there are some cases of wavy matras which are only used in Kashmiri, and for majority of the language users who are non-Kashmiri, they are definitely confused at some stylistic variation of the A and I matra. Apart from that, there is one matra which is just a slight extension above the Shirorekha, which almost gets confused as a Anuswar character. So those are the variant cases that I am adding in the document. So I guess by today, by late night, I should be circulating the final document. And I want everyone to kindly take a look at those cases and give feedback on add more or there is something you think should not be there. Please give feedback on that also. So those are the major changes I'm doing. Apart from that, so in the XML file, there are many changes suggested by the integration panel, and I have been very careful about making changes over there because XML file is first, it's a very technical document, and second one is the XML file is our LGR, and the document that we are preparing is secondary. So any mistake in the XML will actually be considered as a mistake in the entire LGR. So I'm very much careful about that. So there is, apart from the main things like the core of the XML, which is the characters and the rules, there is a descriptive element present in the XML, which we have to write considerable text so that when the XML file is in certain ICANN tools, it can be read standalone without probably a reference of the base document that we are preparing. So till now, that element was not filled. So this is something I'm again going to do right now. So these are some of the major changes I've been doing on the Devanagari LGR. If you have everybody gone feedback from the application panel, one of the strong suggestion recommendation rather by the integration panel was we consider the decision of enable allowing a halanta and a verb in our Devanagari tables. Because things, if we allow a verb to be ended with a halanta, there is a certain case where it can be confused, the same word not being in the halanta. So we might be compelled to propose a variant to that effect. Problem is that as per integration panel, currently the RFC 794 per se it can support that kind of variant, but that kind of functionality is the first time that this kind of variant is being proposed. Integration panel is not sure whether the implementation of such kind of variant where we are mapping a null ending with a halanta ending, whether that will be faithfully handled. So on account of that, some panelists strongly recommending that we revisit allowing halanta in the end. So hearing that, I really want to know the opinion of our Nepali community. If I'm not wrong, they are the ones who definitely want halanta ending be explicitly visible. So if I can get feedback from them, that would be really nice. Whether we should totally disband allowing halanta to end with a label, or we should go ahead with our current proposition, that is, we allow halanta to end the label and we allow a subsequent variant also. That's that from my side. Okay, so in the comment section, I can see Dr. Bal saying that we are open to the halanta ending. Okay, so you have even made, okay. So I'll go through that. The problem is like last few days I have not gone through the mails that are coming my mailbox. I've been only going through the integration feedback and documents. So I'll go through the documents sent by Dr. Bal. And I guess if that is the recommendation, that would be the best possible case. So that's all from my side. I expect the document to be shared by today evening or max midday. So that's all from my side now.
Great, Akshat.
Okay, Akshat, I have a question.
Yes, Professor, please go ahead.
Yeah. You know, remember in my email I raised this one issue of the da and dha and the dot below. So how are we handling that?
Udaya sir, actually I saw your mail but I did not get time to go through the details of it. So is it okay if I come back on this on the email?
Or yeah, sure, sure. We can do it online. But I think the problem is this is in terms of frequency yeah. of occurrence, these two letters, mm-hmm. there is ones with dot below, are as frequent as mm-hmm. dot without dot. Because anything in the middle and anything at the final position of the word, you have the dha mm-hmm. or you have the dha. So mm-hmm. we can't avoid them. So we have to include them in some manner. So I was only wondering how mm-hmm. do we handle this variation.
So, Udaya sir, if they are actually nukta characters, if we are explicitly allowing them with certain consonants, we are currently allowing nukta formations to happen with k, kh, g, j, d, dh, and f. So, I'll definitely go in details in the mail. This was,
yeah.
Answers your query. We are permitting after dh and dh, nukta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because basically it's doing the same thing. Basically it's changing the stop sound into a fricative sound. Like the nukta does in other things.
Okay, so do you mean to propose them as a variance also? Like the one with nukta and without nukta, or you just wanted to ensure that they're allowed.
Yeah.
Because we are not saying that the nukta and non-nukta consonant should be considered as variants because they are a case of pure visual similarity.
Mm-hmm.
Part of our normative variance set.
Any other question?
Not really. Hi, this is Abhijit Datta. I'm calling from Delhi. Can you hear me?
Yes, Abhijit. Yes, we can hear. Please go ahead.
Yes. So I would just also like to make a submission in terms of the usage of the nuktas, especially with the d and the dh. So if there are Unicode positions that accommodate or you know, are normalized to those, you know, d, and r, then potentially the usage of the nukta with that should not be used except on the display end. And I think I can guess what Akshat would say, but this is my suggestion on that. That's all.
Okay, Akshat here. Abhijit, I guess you already know what I'm going to say. So the thing is,
right.
The non-normalized form of nukta is a single character, which is actually not permissible. So we are only allowing one way of entering characters, which is NFC compliant. So that is a character followed by a nukta. There are no two dual representations possible in this case. And we are only allowing the NFC normalized case.
Right, but they would normalize to that Unicode point, right?
No, so they won't. The decomposed form is the normalized form. So
that
normalize
is
to the single.
Right. So So that is the thing to be clear about. That's all.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Thanks.
Any other question? Thank you, Akshat, for good work done. Lot of effort looks like has gone into last 2 days. And we are expecting the document by tomorrow.
I guess yes, we can positively issue the document by tomorrow.
Great, perfect. We just heard a voice in between. Anybody wants to ask a question again? No. So, just answer our first point. And second point is, Jay, is to you to announce the names of the scripts and the responsible persons. So we will, we all know who are there. And also, please update the list as we discussed today or yesterday night. And then we can share with the entire team. Jay, are you there? Yeah. In the meantime, Jay gets ready probably. Can we know who are all scheduled to attend ICANN 60? Can we hear the name?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Harish.
Hello.
Rajkumar. Attending.
Harish is attending. And? Thank you, Harish.
Probably, sir. Not sure. But yes, most
probably.
Okay. Akshat, you are attending, right? Hello?
Yes, Dr. Data, I'll be attending.
Yeah. And I'm sure Sarmat is coming in and from our side. Who else? Yeah? We can't hear Jay. What is the issue? Professor, are you also coming in?
Pardon me? I said that. I'll be listening back. Depending on ICANN funding, I will.
Okay. And I am coming. So I would request as many as possible, if you can attend, that would be great, to attend ICANN 60. And that's going to be a very near opportunity for us, other than India. Akshat, are you on phone, through phone or through... Can somebody dial J to see what's going on?
Actually, I'll try.
Please.
Connecting it.
Thank you.
Because I'm in setup.
Thank you. Thank you. have people from Rajji and Saranji. Are you also joining in for an Icon 60? Anybody from government?
Yes, sir. But I'm not sure the names about the names. But yes,
government
will be participating. And sir, one more thing, sir. If the panel may share the names of contact numbers as well as the email IDs, so that I could send the invitation letter for the session. Yes, the date is not yet decided, but it will be soon. So that's why I need the data. And so many members have joined, and so many experts are contributing. So that's exciting time for this session.
So we have Jay on the call again. He's available to speak if you guys want him.
Jay, can you speak now?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Jay, speak a little louder, please, and it's your turn to get onto the agenda.
Okay. Agenda was like who are the leader for the script, right? And name of the script leader, I have shared that document. And as I have seen in my chat, I can see leader suggestion for Tamil as well as Malayalam. And tomorrow I will contact them. And meanwhile, I'm preparing a document for volunteer who have supported us for other languages under Devanagari script. And I will share that document tomorrow evening. And as far as languages of Devanagari scripts are concerned, I think we have left with 4 or 5 languages. And those are Saraiki and Tamang and Eastern and Halbi and there's one more language, I forgot the name. I have shared those pending languages in WhatsApp group. And I hope if we get any expert of those languages, we can finish all languages of Devanagari script by this week.
Okay.
Yeah, I have suggested a few names for Tamil and Malayalam.
Bala is saying, yes, sir. Okay. I will contact them tomorrow. Yes. And Bala is saying Limbu is only left as of now as far as Nepal is concerned. And Bala, can you tell us like how to find expert for Limbu? Since it is being spoken at the region, actually. Over to you.
So this is Sarmad. I just wanted to share that Balkrishna emailed yesterday on the group, basically sharing that Limbu actually is written in different scripts, Devanagari being one of them. And he's actually pointed some source saying that there is, there is, I guess, two possible opinions about whether Limbu, whether Vinagri and is used for Limbu. So I would suggest, I guess we all look at that comment and see, you know, how to cater to Limbu, because I think from that particular message, Bal was also suggesting that people for Limbu may actually not be available. In any case, I, as I said, let's look at that message from Bal and see how to follow up on that.
Actually, Sarma, the problem is that both for Lepcha and Limbu, they are using, most of them are using different scripts, not Devanagari. They are their own scripts. And I have published books of those also with me in those scripts. But only some are using Devanagari. So it's not very easy to find somebody who is using Devanagari and for Limbu. So that is the problem actually. They, getting expert is not easy.
Right. So I guess in that,
I wish in Nepal Subhadra Subba was alive, and she would have been an excellent person of that kind with Devanagari knowledge and Limbu mother tongue.
Right. So I guess in that context, the question to ask is that in such cases where you have a EGIDS scale 4 language, but it is actually EGIDS 4 because of some other script and not because of, for example, Devanagari script in this case, then should it really be included in the Devanagari analysis? Because in essence, even though it's really a EGIDS 4 level language, it's not really a EGIDS 4 level language from a Devanagari script point of view.
Bal here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Bal. Oh. Please go ahead.
So, I mean, exactly the point. The point is, although Limbu has been enlisted as one of the languages of, following the Devanagari script, the thing is, they have their own script, that's Sri Janga. And it's very difficult to get somebody with some Devanagari script user point of view for the Limbu language. So
that's what I said.
It's been a problem. Sure. So I think that I would actually second Professor Uday's views in this regard. So I think maybe it's just not technically listed there in the EGDIS.
Right. So this is Sarmad. So I guess what I was saying was that when the listing is there in the language status, EGIDS scale, it is not based on scripts. So it is really based on, you know, how the language is being used. And it may actually be the case that so just to give you, there are possible examples. For example, in the Cyrillic script region, where there is a language which was written in Cyrillic script, it is still in relevant EGIDS scale language, but it is now currently written in Latin script, so it's no longer relevant for Cyrillic script community. So I guess in a similar sense, if there is a language which is not written in Devanagari script, even though if it is partially or by some people written in Devanagari script, it may actually not be included or should not be included in the Devanagari analysis as far as from the LGR perspective is concerned. And I guess this discussion, as Bal has recently shared on email as well, could be included in the proposal, and based on that, Limbu, for example, could be taken out of the required list in that sense. So you know, that's one option, I guess, that's being discussed. Thank you.
Akshat here, can I come in?
Yes, Akshat.
So actually, while we were on the EGIDS scale discussion, I was going through the document that I had earlier circulated. So the Limbu has, so the document actually was a script languages and what is the scale of that language in that particular in various countries. So that was the structure of the document. And as far as I see, Limbu has been part of the Egypt scale 4 for India, whereas case of Nepal, Limbu is in Egypt scale 5, where it is, so in scale 5 there are categories of one developing and very sure about the other category, but one is developing and the other one is something different. So probably, so the other one is dispersed. So probably what we are missing here is, so we have a opinion from our Nepali colleagues that Limbu is not very much, probably because in Nepal, Limbu is part of the Egypt scale 5, which is developed. However, we are still in community, the way it is practiced in India. And I just wanted to bring that to notice. For India, it is within Egypt scale 4.
I guess, Sarma, the way we decided is that instead of doing a guesswork on an assumption, we will do our effort and make a comment and note of every language we deal with. Is this a better approach, or we just ignore and don't write anything about one particular language which is falling under our domain because of EGKS?
Well, in this case, so if Akshat, as Akshat is saying that in India, it is using, it is EGIDS scale of 4, which means that that obviously should be explored from that particular geographical perspective as well. So I think that's a separate investigation in addition to what Bal is then saying. And obviously, I think we should also look at when in India, you know, what is the script primarily used, and if it is actually being used with Devanagari, then of course that is that Limbu then still remains relevant for the proposal. Thank you.
So what is the logical end to this query? So what is the next action actionable for that?
After data, I guess, as Udaya sir also have written, Limbu writers are there in Darjeeling and Sikkim. So if we can get in touch with someone, that would be, I guess, ideal. So the meaning of Egypt Skill 4 here, the way it is given, is that it is educational. So it, we need to probably get in touch with, if we have some connection to the Institute, are there actually Limbu taught as a part of syllabus, we need to investigate that, and I guess that would be the right place to go, like Darjeeling or Sikkim. If we have some contacts, we can get the right answers. And while we are discussing this, one question comes to mind is, we'll stay on the point. Are you saying, if I'm not wrong, Limbu and Lepcha are similar languages or the same? I guess Professor Udaya can more light on.
For Limbu?
Okay, so in the chat, there are quite few inputs. They are saying that this is a Tashi 16. It has some. Try to get it. And Harish also suggested. So I guess if we can get in touch with him, that would be the best case.
I guess probably in parallel, can you pick this up? Harish, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, so
hello.
Can you take this up and you already know what we are proposing?
Akshat, your voice is breaking.
Okay, I was saying, can you take this up and take this up with the Limbu department in Sikkim University?
Yeah, I'll try to contact them. So, and inform you.
Okay, great. And I guess Jai is also going to talk to some university.
Okay, one more question, Akshat. From my side, can Raj Bhasha department help us in this?
More than Raj Bhasha, you can get a lot of names and telephone number and email addresses from Renu Mohan Bhan. Renu Mohan Bhan is the Deputy Secretary of Science Academy, who organizes the language conventions for many of these languages like Limbu and Lepcha. So she has a list of many of those people who participated, who are experts in from those languages. She actually works in Sahitya Academy in Mandi House. So it's much easier to go to her, meet her for Jay, meet her and get those names. She is in charge of tribal language development board.
Okay, then Jay, can you follow it up with Dr. Udaya and get this done?
Akshar, looks like Jay has a difficulty. Could you please tell him personally, and I will also call him, and what professor is suggesting. I will also, in otherwise, meeting Taj Bhasha on 12. So maybe I will touch base and see if they can help. It's the very part, only day after. My team is meeting with them, so we'll inquire. By day after, the meeting has the answer.
Sir, if you need any help.
So while we are at it,
the Raj Bhasha department, sir, we may also try to contact them through Ministry of IT.
I'll inform it, Jay, to get in touch with Dr. Udaya and Harish. Dr. Data, which myself also. So I just wanted to know from Dr. and Dr. Data. We can submit the Devanagari LGR so that it can be taken up within the ICANN 60 limits. So can we go till 12th or something? The positive limits. Uh,
Dr. Samad, you are there?
Yes, I'm here. So are you asking me on what the timeline should be?
Yeah, so for example, if we are thinking of getting in touch for Limbu and then some additional languages, what is the last date by which the Devanagari LGR document should be submitted so that it can be taken up within the ICANN 60 timelines?
Right. So, actually, again, my suggestion would be to do it as early as possible. IPE actually normally takes, you know, they need 2-3 weeks of discussion and preparation, and we already have less than 2 weeks or almost 2 weeks left before the meeting starts, or at least the travel starts for the meeting. So I think again, you know, we're almost there. What I would suggest is please share, you know, this as soon as possible. Again, obviously, it is up to the new Brahmi panel to really finalize what the good date would be. If there are some data which is missing, what I would suggest is that you share a version which is available today or tomorrow, and then you can you know, make minor changes or, you know, more changes as needed, and share a late updated version, maybe, you know, another week or 10 days later with red line changes. What that would help do is that the integration panel can start reviewing the current version immediately, and then they can always incorporate the few changes you add on later on, as if you submit them as red line, they can always take a look at that differential later on and still parse it in time. But I would not suggest holding the whole proposal just to wait for this additional information, because that just makes it very difficult for integration panel to do this in time. Please know that this is not the only proposal they're looking at. So they have 2-3 more proposals they are currently reviewing in parallel. So that makes it their work harder if you don't share it early enough. So again, my request would be, please share the current version as soon as possible, and then please share any updates later on. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for saying this, because this is exactly the intention of the community. And yes, Akshat, please go ahead.
Yeah, so I guess even I was going to say that tomorrow we will share the version which we have, and this idea is really good that we share the changes tracked document with the integration panel within 4 or 5 additional days, which will have almost the final version from our side. The only question is, so will the integration panel be looking at the doc file or they'll be looking at the XML? Because keeping the changes tracked in doc file is here. XML is generally, which is generally a plain text, so that may not be possible. What do you suggest, Dr. Sarma, regarding that? Because I see changes happening probably in both. So,
They would request, they normally request an XML file, otherwise they cannot parse the data. And actually review the data. So even though doc file is obviously necessary, but XML file is equally necessary. If you can make those changes, that's good. If you cannot, you know, if you think you don't want to make those changes and get some feedback on it, then what I would suggest is ask, you know, what changes you would like to make in XML, and we could actually update the XML file, get back to you very soon, and you can review it and then submit it back again to IP for further consideration. Thank you.
Okay, so I guess we can do this by tomorrow. We will submit both the XML and the doc file,
and we would request that XML be evaluated immediately so that we can in the next as soon as possible that too. We'll send the updated version as soon as possible, which I believe may not have many changes. And only the major changes that would be my list on the magazine today would be in the description section of part of the normative, the description thing. I guess this be accommodated by the IP even later on.
Okay. Yeah, so best is just put it all in the email and then we will just follow up accordingly.
Okay, great. Over to you, Dr. Data.
No. Sir, do we come to the end of the agenda and we expect the document tomorrow? Hello.
Dr. Data, you are asking me?
No, no, I'm asking Sharma. So I think nothing is left. So we are done with the agenda. So only actionable right now is two things. One, talk to JF tomorrow and right now for the follow up and get the document tomorrow and we submit as soon as possible.
Right.
So, Sharma, this is the end, so that's it. Oh, what do you, Sharma?
Okay, great. Thank you. So, we'll there's a lot of discussion in the chat room, so what I'll do is we'll copy this chat and email to everybody as well for record, and we'll share the recording and notes from this call with everybody over email, and they'll also be posted on the wiki page as usual. So thank you all for joining the call, and we'll just
end
the call now. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining, everyone. Thank you very much. Thank you.